Morning.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Well, you took $67 out of my account, okay?
What's the
So I'd
order
like
number?
to, I don't know the order number, but I can give you my name and all the information. And I would like to have you put that money back into my account.
So first we need to locate the account to see what was ordered and what you're being billed for. What's your first and last
Okay.
name?
Robert Taylor. And I'm
Okay,
at the bank.
and
I have a bank manager in front of me.
okay, that's
So this
fine.
is Beth. Yeah, this is Beth. Okay.
So if you have a bank representative with you, you'll need to place them on the line as well. They need to state their name and what bank they're calling in from.
Did you hear that?
No, you're just here in person.
I'm just here in person, she says. I'm not on the line.
Okay, they're not on the line, but you're just there at the bank. What is the shipping address?
It's 1372 Walnut Avenue, apartment 101, Tustin, California.
Okay, and I have TAYLORBADEN 777@gmail.com.
That's me.
Thank you for verifying, sir. So it shows me here that you had the offer for the tactical bag with the gadget store. You paid the $574 shipping and handling to have that sent to you, and the membership fee was $67.32.
I didn't join the membership fee, okay? I didn't do that. And I didn't authorize it. So please put
You
the money back
authorized
in.
the charge by paying the shipping fee. Now it shows me here
No,
that the, sir,
I
I can only help you if
want
you allow me to speak.
to put the money back into my debit card, okay?
Well, if
I
you
did not
allow
ask
me to give you the
you.
information, this account has already been canceled and refund is what I'm trying to tell you.
It hasn't been refunded because the bank just took it out of my account again.
It shows me a refund for $67.32.
Do you hear this?
They refunded you?
They said they refunded me.
When?
It was
When did you
on
refund?
4/13.
4/13? Okay. And that was the refund of 6732, is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
When was it purchased?
When was it purchased?
Give me just a moment. I'm going to pull it up now.
Thank you. Citibank shouldn't have done that.
No, it depends. If they gave you provisional credit because you placed an investigation and they refunded you, we took the money back.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I'll explain to
Okay.
you.
All right, sir. So just looking over this account, it shows me that on 4/13, it looks like that's when you processed the dispute on the account. Okay, and per that dispute, the charge, it looks like it was charged back to your account. So there was a
Okay.
refund that was attempted, but it did get charged back because of the dispute. So there's no refund on that charge.
There's no. It doesn't make any sense.
You
So you,
charged back the account by placing a dispute. So when you submitted that dispute saying that it, you know, that you had not placed this charge or did not recognize the charge, what your financial institute does is they investigate that charge and they verified that it was a valid charge. So they charged it back to your account. So that refund wouldn't have been submitted because you placed a dispute on the account.
So hold on. Are you hearing this?
What was
Okay,
that?
you want to tell her what's going on? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you want to speak louder, please, and tell me what happened again?
You disputed the charge and there's a charge back on it. So there's no refund.
Yeah, so they voided out in essence instead of refunding it.
Your financial institute found that that was a valid charge.
Really? You know, you're such a scammer, okay? Really?
Anything else that I can help you with, sir?
Yeah, I'm in contact with my bank, and I'm going to report you.
Have a great day.
You are a scammer. You know that.